When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where I am completely addicted to giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author, OG influencer, and DJ, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram. We've included lots of helpful links for you in the show's description. And if you've enjoyed the podcast so far, please consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Besties subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, and monthly guided meditations. So let's get right into today's episode, shall we? Back in August, we published episode 85. It was titled IDK, who needs to hear this, but ...part one. And when I tell you, y'all liked that episode a lot. It did, over 22,000 downloads in podcast language. That means y'all loved that episode. It was a banger. So I figured for my end of year post, I would run this back and we can actually do part two. Now, part two is going to be just a collection of memes that I have been collecting. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I have a folder. I got a lot of folders, but I have a folder on my Instagram that says content inspo, or wait, what does it say? Hold on. Oh, it says inspirational content. And so in that folder is where I just save random memes either to repost later or talk about or inspiration for upcoming podcasts, whatever. I just dump the stuff in there. So I'm going to go through that folder now with you and just run down all the things that I don't know who needs to hear this, but ... And I'm going to start by saying 2023 really felt like, and this is just me socially looking at things, right? Like I'm just looking at what other creators have posted, random memes I've seen, but 2023 really felt like a survival mode for us. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I want your 2024 to be your year of like revival. It is going to be the year that you are going to thrive and you're actually going to arrive at the place that you need to be. That's your 2024. We are claiming it for each other. I don't know who needs to hear this either, but you deserve therapy, okay? You deserve a brave space to dump your feelings. You deserve a safe place to lay down, to lay your mind out, for picking apart, for picking back up, all the above. You deserve therapy. And also, let's stop telling people to go to therapy because I hate that. The new language that I'm giving you today is you deserve therapy. Also, this one might be for you too. I need you to get very clear on your relationships, both intimate and non-intimate, friendships or relationships. You deserve clarity. You deserve to know exactly where you stand with people. There should be no questions on if that person is your friend, if that person is your boyfriend, girlfriend, your partner. You should have clarity in your relationships and your friendships. I also don't know who needs to hear this, but you are good enough. I don't know who needs to hear this either, but you are not responsible for weathering every storm alone under the guise of, but I don't want to bother anybody. Beloved, ask for the help. Also, even though technically you are not responsible for your trauma, you are responsible for your healing. And that means not dumping your trauma on every person you encounter. Baby, grief is a wild ride. You do not have to get over it. It's actually not your job to get over it. It's your job to get through it. I really think that I'm the person who's supposed to hear this, but maybe it's you too. It's not your responsibility to fix your parents' unhealed trauma. There aren't enough degrees in the world that would give us the equipment that we need to fix someone else's trauma, especially the person who gave you birth. The only way that you can honor your boundaries is by enforcing consequences. And when you do enforce those consequences, you are not responsible for any negative reactions that you get to setting your actual boundaries. While we are on the topic of responsibilities, I don't know who needs to hear this, but it is not your responsibility to shrink or water yourself down to keep a version of yourself that you have outgrown alive in order to make other people comfortable. Now is a really good time to grow. It's really great when we acknowledge shame and guilt in particular, but it's harmful when we hold on to them like a badge of honor. Neither of those two things contribute at anything to our growth or our healing. I don't know who needs to hear this, but sometimes you don't get what you want because you're going to get what you deserve. Now, you can read that both ways, okay? I don't know what entrepreneur needs to hear this, but please raise your rates in 2024 because eggs are $8.72. And if you are the entrepreneur that says, I know that there's a recession and I don't want to raise my rates because I'm a good person, please understand that that only makes you silly, not a good person. You know, life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. If I needed something like EarnIn, it's exactly what I'd use if I had financial anxiety because it would give me a peace of mind. It's easy and it's free to get started. Add your bank and employment information and EarnIn will verify your paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in self-care under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Self-care under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For the 178th time, taking a break does not mean that you are a failure. And struggling doesn't mean that you're currently failing. This is about to be a word for one of y'all. I don't know who it is, but let me know who it is. Love will find you when you find yourself. Support will find you when you support yourself. Gratitude finds you when you appreciate yourself. The answer is indeed and indefinitely you. I do not know who needs to hear this, but you deserve to be handled with care. You deserve soft. You deserve to be fragile. And you definitely deserve to be vulnerable. Y'all, every day don't gotta be a hustle. Sometimes all you can do is just exist. And that is okay. This is a good one. This is the one where I was like, sometimes you gotta be like, hallelujah. Girl, you do not have to suffer before you actually see success. Some of us, what they call it, favor? You can skip some steps. It's okay. It doesn't make you any less talented than the person who had to do 10 steps versus your two. Obviously, this episode is just me reading my own self for filth, but do not be afraid to let go because of the time that you've invested. It's merely just time. Self-care also looks like you keeping your own promises and going after every single thing that you said you would. I don't know who needs to hear this, but two things can actually be true at the same time. You can be a very kind person with a really good heart and still tell people to F off when you need to. I don't know who needs to hear this, but nothing bad happened when I did it anyway because I was scared. I actually was still scared, but I did it anyway, and I actually ended up winning. So there's that. You are actually going to figure it out because you always do. You're actually going to be okay because you always are. And if you believe in a higher power, he got you. If you find yourself working really hard to help everyone, it's probably because you don't know how to help yourself. In the end, we all want someone who chooses us over everyone else under any circumstances. In the end, you will learn that person is you. I found this quote from Anonymous. I feel like that's our way of saying the information is so misconstrued, we don't know who said it anymore. But it reads, when you get what you want, that's God's direction. When you don't get what you want, that's God's protection. Also, not entirely sure of who needs to hear this either, but you will always win when you move with love and genuine intention. It doesn't matter what the outcome is, but when you move with love and genuine intentions, you've won, beloved. I am also very sure that I am the person who needs to hear this, but please stop being so available for people who never prioritize you. The way them people had access to you this year should be a crime. You are more than a last option. No, they didn't invite you. That's okay. Go by yourself next time. Also, if you are the person who likes to play in people's faces with this wishy-washy on and off vibe, leave me out of it. I don't want to do it no more. I'm not sure who needs to hear this, but stop looking back. You're not going that way, friend. A lot of y'all don't want to hear this, but while love shouldn't be a struggle, it's also not easy, which means it's going to be hard. There's going to be days where you're going to get really bored and tired of seeing the same person every single day. There's going to be days where you argue over and over again. There might be months where there's more tears than laughs. There's going to be times when people are going to try to break you up. There's going to be financial challenges. Relationships are not going to be easy 24/7, aka soft. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for reminding me that the most important relationship I will ever have is the one I have with myself. Thank you for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for leaning into these really hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting our podcast each and every week. If you have enjoyed and loved this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or just wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, monthly guided meditations, early access, and more. And don't forget to share this episode on social via IG stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at SelfCareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, toodles. Thank you.